Magician's Hat is a book that I wrote in hopes to inspire kids to pick up a book and give reading a chance, because I truly believe that it can help kids and people truly reach their full potential and make their dreams become reality. And, you know, the book starts off in the library where a magician comes to perform some of his favorite tricks, you know, but his best trick of all is teaching kids that through reading, their dreams can come true.
You mentioned that reading sort of helped inspire you to become a better writer. And I think that a lot of people in this world, they want to start writing articles and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about how learning reading your freshman year, not learning, reading your freshman year at Georgia, but that's when you really got into it, kind of helped you become a better writer and an author of multiple books.
Yes, the more and more I read, you know, the more creative I got, the more ideas flooded my mind. And the more I got interested in creating my own stories, and The Magician's Hat is, you know, an example of that. After reading so much, you know, I wanted to write something myself because I had been so impacted and influenced by books. Putting one out there that could do the same became very important.
So I'm just assuming here that while you are a star receiver at the University of Georgia, you know, there's a lot of distractions when it comes to college. I was not probably the strongest person myself when it came to a lot of those. But for you, I'm assuming that when you picked up books, you were able to kind of block out all that noise, focus on your craft on the football field, as well as enlighten yourself and become a more educated person, right?
Yes. Books just took everything that I was trying to do to a new level, even athletics. I try to tell most kids that want to be athletes, or anyone who wants to be an athlete, that honestly, reading helped me become a better athlete. So I say they go both hand in hand. And just reading itself, you know, takes you to whole new worlds and helps you experience whole new things. If you want to travel, read a book.
Yeah. And you, so your 2017 season, you were injured this past year. How influential was reading to you in terms of your recovery and, again, just kind of blocking out that noise and focusing on, you know, getting healthy for the 2018 season?
Yeah, 2017 was a very adverse season for me. You know, but I had books there to help me escape that reality sometimes. You know, sometimes, especially when I was working out or rehabbing, I had to take it head on. But once I got back to, you know, my house, I was able to read and escape some of the challenges that I was going through for a little while.
The book club I was reading about that you were a part of while at the University of Georgia, they're going to be able to check out a Patriots game this year with you back in the season. I know that they were trying to get up there. And how's your relationship with them now? And just as a backstory for those of you listening, Malcolm went to a Barnes & Noble, joined a book club, and was a welcome member and a sort of different member when it come to the group, which was typically 40 to 60-year-old women, correct?
Correct. They're going to be mad that you said that. I'm going to tell them I had nothing to do with it.
That's okay. But you're still cool? You're still talking to them?
Yes, I actually saw them 2 or 3 weeks ago down in Athens, and I'll see them this weekend also. I'll be doing an event there for the release of the book. Yeah, we still communicate, and I keep telling them they need to come up to New England, come to a game, host a book club there.
That's cool. And Reese Witherspoon, you exchanged tweets with not that long ago, a couple years ago, and she asked you to be in her book club, right?
Yes, she was very kind to tweet that out. We haven't been able to meet and actually talk about books. Hopefully one day. She's a very inspirational person. I look up to her. When I found out she was going to be a star in The Wrinkle of Time, I picked up the book, read it, and now I'm ready for the movie.
Oh, that's great stuff. Well, I am a sports anchor here on WTOP, and I certainly would be remiss to not ask a little bit about some of your experiences on the football field. And one of those that I got to ask about, and talk about, you know, a smart guy, Tom Brady. What's it like to work with him on the field, and what's your relationship with, like, Brady in terms of maybe getting him to join a book club with you?
Tom is a phenomenal person. Obviously, he's the best quarterback of all time, but honestly, he's a very, very, very great friend. I'm lucky to be able to call him that. Tom authored a book this year that I've read, and we talk about books from time to time, things he's read in the past, things that I'm reading. And on the field, we all know he's a great leader and definitely makes everybody around him much better. And it's no different when I was able to join the team and work with him. He definitely is making me a better football player and definitely a smarter player also.
And the New England Patriots, in terms of an organization, first class, the first class in the NFL. So this is probably a great potential for you to grow your love of books and reading and expanding. Talk about sort of the New England area as well and the outreach that you've been having, not only with your football team, but for local libraries in that area.
I love New England. I tell people all the time, I love being in the area. The people are phenomenal. They support immediately when I got to New England. They supported me on the field, and they supported the things I've done off the field. I'm extremely happy to be there. I hope I can be there for a very long time, but we'll see.
Well, great stuff. And you were with Georgia for a good portion of your full college career, and you played with guys like Aaron Murray, and you learned from Mark Richt, who had a successful season in Miami. Tell us a little bit about that experience from the University of Georgia on the field, because you were obviously a huge star, not only with your book club and the reading portion, but on the field as well. And, you know, that's the one thing I love about college football. And the NFL has, you know, passionate fan bases and whatnot, but there's nothing like college to me. There was nothing like watching Georgia on New Year's Day and those fans going nuts for them when they'd score the touchdowns, getting to the national championship. What was it like playing at Georgia?
I loved it. One of the best experiences I ever had. And being a young kid and my mom letting me make that decision on my own, one of the best decisions I ever made. I love the University of Georgia, and I try to support them as much as I can. If that's, you know, posting something while I'm watching a game or actually coming down to watch a game or just talking about it with you. I'm a dog for life, regardless of anything else that happens to him.
That's awesome stuff. Now, the magician's hat we've got out now. Malcolm, what's your next work in terms of authoring a book? Do you have anything in mind that you'd like to write about next?
Yeah, so I was able to get a 3-book deal with Scholastic Publishing. So the next book I'm working on now, I'm super excited about what's to come with that. You know, I can't give too much away.
Sure.
But it will be another book that inspires, hopefully.
Well, I'm feeling inspired this morning, Malcolm. You not only get it done on the football field, but you're able to make a difference in the community and teach people such an important thing, which is reading. And I certainly know the importance of that as somebody who's trying to be a better writer myself. And I sometimes struggle with confidence when it comes to that. So I try to build my vocabulary that way by reading. And I read your book already, The Magician's Hat. It was a well-done piece, Malcolm. And thank you for taking some time this morning to join us here on WTOP.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Take care.